Examine your own aversions.
Lujina Majina Amiada Darina Sensanida Tabora Mamano.
Wanting, not wanting, not satisfied. If we're thinking with these attitudes in mind, something's going wrong.
The attitude in the right view is important.
When we are meditating, right view is so important.
The
Something arises in the body, something arises in the mind. Know that this is just a process. It is nature or natural for these processes to take place. Acknowledge what is happening as it is, just the fact of what is happening. That's all.
The other man.
The difference between a yogi and someone who's not a yogi is just the attitude towards
experience.
Everything we see, hear, experience are objects, and objects are supposed to support the development of awareness, samadhi, and wisdom. Any object, all objects, they support sati, samadhi, and panya.
Someone
who has right view sees all experience as a stepping stone, not hindrances, not as hindrances. Whenever you notice seeing and hearing, acknowledge it. Recognize it. It's strange. Seeing is just happening. Hearing just happens. Something happens, you recognize this is happening. It stops happening, you recognize it stopped. Don't go to the story. This person did that, they did this or the other. They shouldn't be. It's just something you experienced, you heard or saw. Seeing happened, hearing happened, that's all. Ideally, recognition happens, awareness happens, understanding happens. Ideally, we wouldn't be having a reaction, we wouldn't be having aversion or attachment. But aversion and attachment arise, and then we should observe that. Not get swept into its stream. Aversion and attachment, greed and aversion, they're universal qualities of mind. They're qualities that have their own unique characteristics. Our job is to watch them. This is your responsibility. As objects arise, awareness knows them. If we recognize this time and time again, experience happens, we know it, objects arise, we know them. We begin to realize that we can't be without the objects because they are the reason we are aware. We can be aware of them. It's only when there is sight that seeing can happen. It's only when there is sound that hearing can arise. As yogis, we need to be interested in the nature of what is happening. There is a noise, there is hearing, or sound and hearing. That's the nature of what's happening. Don't think about the story and the context. It's in the Dhamma hall, this person came in the bedroom, that person did that. It's a sound. There is hearing, there is knowing, That is the nature. Only the nature. Which is the Dhamma? Hearing is the Dhamma. Seeing is the Dhamma. Not the people and places. Knowing the sensations in your body is Dhamma. But so is seeing and hearing, that's also happening in the body. It's all Dhamma.
Dhamma
is everywhere. What does that mean? Dhamma is everywhere only when the mind that's observing has Dhamma in it. Sees through the lens of the Dhamma. Wisdom understands the Dhamma. The defilements only understand concepts. Every defilement mind that arises has as its object a concept, a conceptual idea. But the object of the understanding mind, the object of the vipassana mind is nature. So at every sense door, awareness needs to be present. Whether we see or hear, taste or touch, awareness recognizes that experience of seeing, hearing, tasting and touching, etc. So it is not only observing the sensations in your body that make meditation happen. When you hear something, when you see something. We need to recognize that if we're aware of that, that's also part of meditation. We need to practice recognizing that this is the practice also. If the mind is ready and alert, awareness is always present, then any moment, any object could trigger understanding or insight. The objects remain simple, still hearing, seeing, touching, smelling, whatever. But the understanding can become very deep. When the mind is pure, full of strength. So take care of the quality of your mind. Every time defilements arise, be aware. Watching yourself, what will you see? All you'll see is things that you know and the knowing. Whatever you're experiencing is only the knowing and the known. Whether with reference to the object or to the awareness, what is it like when it is personalized? And how is the experience different if it is not personalized? Find out.
လူတယောက်မှရှိတယ်ဒွါရ6ပေါက်မှဖြစ်တဲ့အာယုံ6ပါးဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲအာယုံဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲဒါမဲ့ဒီအာယုံပေါ်မှာကိလေသာမဖြစ်အောင်တော့အထုတ်လို့ရတယ်
We have 6 sense doors and sense objects that impinge on them and we cannot remove or be free of it. You cannot push aside these experiences. They're just part of your experience. But in experiencing what we do through these 6 sense doors, then if there was right view, defilements would not arise. But if there's not right view, then defilements arise.
အထုတ်ကစားမှာစအထုတ်တဲ့သူကကောင်းဆက်နဲ့နေချောတိတ်မကွယ်သေးဘူးအထုတ်လိုက်အထုတ်လိုက်တဘာဝနဲ့ကောင်းဆက်ကိုနားလည်လာတယ်အဲ့လိုနားလည်လာပြီဆိုရင်ကောင်းနေချောဘက်ကိုညွတ်ပေးရတယ
် When we begin practicing we do not know the difference between concept and reality but as we keep practicing and we hear about themWe will see both concept and reality. We will understand what is reality. And although we know the concepts, we choose to take the reality and know that. Not to the exclusion of the concept.
Nia, Buddha, Kwawi, Ashina, Dharia, Pinyachali, Samachali. This is the idea of the world.
The concepts in general, things like place, space, direction, name, shape, size, color, number, all these are concepts. Reality is just knowingAnd what is known? That's reality.
Reality man jaini ra mi shiu.
And reality is never still. It never stops.
Reality is the same. I mean, the karma is the same.
Reality is always new. Reality is always new. There's never anything you experience in the moment that you've ever experienced before. It's always a new arising. If we think of what's happening now as something that's happened before, we are thinking of the concept of what is happening. We're not in touch with the reality of the fact of what is happening. If what you heard just now is what you're hearing now, that's concept. If you've been listening since the beginning of this session, that's a concept. When you see every moment is new, every moment is fresh, every moment is changing, every moment is arising, that's reality, it's nature. You'll see that that's just nature. When you think, oh, this is happening again, that's a concept, gives rise to defilement. Oh no, not again. But that's not reality. If we saw each moment was new, then we'd be really interested because we've never seen this before. This is real.